Ricky, I told you, we're not cutting their hair. Run for mommy. Run for mommy. Run. Run. Run for mommy. Come on. Run.
Jess, come on. You're being ridiculous.
Beck, it took us forever to grow their hair this long.
Not a cut, just a little trim.
Don't even kid.
Uncle Jesse, why do you care so much about hair?
All right, everybody, come on. Gather around. I'm going to give you guys a little life lesson.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Now, here's my theory. When you're a baby, you're bald. That's right. And when you get old, again, boom, bald. That magic in between time, that's the important time, guys. That's when you gotta grow your hair, nurture it with the proper accoutrements, and then flaunt it. Oh, guys, that sound good? Hmm?
Do you know what I like best about your hair?
Silky sheen, the natural luster?
No, I like the mess in it!
Hey, hold on. I just moved.
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Everywhere you look, everywhere
there's a heart,
there's a heart,
a hand to hold on to.
Everywhere you look, everywhere
there's a face
of somebody who needs you. Everywhere you look,
when you're lost out there and you're all alone.
All right, boys, rock and roll. That's good. All right. Okay. Very good. Now cut. Okay. Stop. Please stop. Stop. Cut means Daddy has a headache. You guys were good. I could have used you on tour this summer. That's it. Rock and roll. Next time we go out, you guys will be my little rugrat roadies, okay?
Jess, the mail's here. Billboard magazine.
Give me.
Don't be nervous.
I'm not.
Nikki, Alex, your daddy's nervous.
I am not nervous. But this is where a whole summer of touring pays off, okay? Here it is, the Hot 100 singles. Let's see, last week Forever was 68. Let's see where it shot up to this week, shall we? Forever. This is taking forever.
Jess, does it really matter about these charts? I mean, does it really matter if you're one or 99?
Well, yeah, I'd rather be one.
Well, of those two, what would be your second choice?
I'm 99!
Well, honey, you're still in the top 100. I mean, you're doing better than that one guy there. I'm gonna get Nikki and Alex ready to go to Aunt Ida's. Come on, boys. This way. Come on, Nick. This way. Come on, come on.
Where's Dad? We gotta get to the airport.
Don't just sit there. DJ's coming back from Spain.
Girls, relax. We have plenty of time.
I can't wait till she gets back. DJ is gonna save my summer.
What are you talking about, save your summer? You had a good summer, Steph. You went to day camp.
Oh, yeah. Camp Day of Fun. I was the oldest camper there. The other kids called me ma'am.
This is from DJ. See, DJ. Can somebody read the rest?
All right! DJ's bringing home a big surprise. I knew she'd come through.
Do you see the word present? It starts with a P.
Well, she doesn't say, but that's gotta be it. And after she gives us our presents, she'll probably want to spend all her time with us. Because she missed us like crazy.
Okay, everybody. DJ's plane has been in the air exactly 13 hours and 7 minutes. Now, allowing for headwinds and turbulence, that means right about now she's over Saskatchewan enjoying a diet soda and her second bag of honey glazed nuts. I hope she didn't rent one of those headsets, though. You never know whose ears they've been in.
Annie, relax. Please, breathe with me. In, out.
Jess, I don't need to breathe. Well, I do every once in a while. I can't believe she's been gone for 8 weeks. I miss her so much. I can't wait for her to just get off that plane and jump into my arms. Come on, we're gonna be late.
Well, everybody just relax. Now, look at this. We have We have an hour. Now, how long does it take to drop the kids off in Aunt Ida's and get to the airport?
57 minutes.
Girls, let's move it. Come on.
Joey, Rebecca, if you're not downstairs in 10 seconds, we're leaving without you.
Okay, you guys, I'm sorry. I'm going crazy. Yesterday, I met this incredible woman at the beach. She could possibly be the future Mrs. Joey Gladstone. We could spend the rest of our lives together. Now, if I could just find her phone number.
Have you checked your Snagglepuss bathing suit?
Yes, I checked there already. This is so pathetic.
Not as pathetic as a grown man in a Snagglepuss bathing suit. All right, come on, everybody, let's go. Becky!
Oh, you know her name?
Of course I do. It's Mary something. I'll think of it. I just have to clear my head.
Oh, that shouldn't take long.
Okay, the boys are ready.
For what, the Eddie Munster look-alike contest?
You know what Aunt Ida says? With the hair over their eyes, she can't see their faces.
Yes, but on the plus side, they can never see hers. Get the hair looking cool. Attaboy, now you're having a proper hair day. Let's go.
Okay, DJ's plane is 2 minutes late. We're 5 minutes early. I got 30 minutes left on the parking meter. Anybody have a calculator?
Or a tranquilizer gun?
Mary. Mary Chachinsky.
God bless you.
Oh, no, that's her name, Mary Chachinsky. I'll be right back. I'm going to get information and get her number.
Flight 90 is now boarding at 860.
Excuse me.
Oh, an autograph. You see, I may have slipped a little in the charts, but the true fans still know who I am.
Who are you? Just wanted to know if you dropped your pen.
That is my pen.
You'll be sorry. This is Jesse Katsopoulos.
Sweetheart, it's okay.
No, it's not okay. He is going to be a big star, and then you'll be begging him for his autograph.
What are you guys looking at? Go, the show's over. Scatter. Go.
Yes, that's Chachinsky. You spell it just the way it sounds. C-H. Chinsky. Oh, come on. You're directory assistants. Get your directory and assist me. Hello? Hello?
Oh, boy. Alexander Graham Bell started the school.
Come on, Joey. DJ's plane is here.
I can't wait to see that surprise.
I hope it fits in the car.
Girls, we're here to see DJ. It doesn't matter what she brought us. Isn't Spain noted for their leather goods?
Mm-hmm. Los Tanneritos! Mi familia!
Hi, Kimmy.
Hi, Kim.
Kimmy, where is Sue Familia?
My family?
Yeah, remember them?
Sure I do. They said to come home with you. They figured you'd be going out for a fancy dinner, and you would treat me. You know, I haven't had a good lobster ever.
It'd be great if they could lose the passengers instead of the luggage.
Where's DJ?
I don't know. All I'm looking at is Romeo and Juliet over there.
That girl Juliet looks like DJ.
Hi, everybody!
Hey.
Hi! Hey. Oh. So, DJ, what's the big surprise? Oh, right. Everybody, this is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
So, DJ, what's the big surprise? Steve is the surprise. We're going together. Surprise.
So, you guys all came in one car?
Excuse me. Let me get this straight. He's the surprise.
It's now official. My summer is down the tubes.
Ask her where her presents are.
Welcome to the family, my son. Someday, we may call on you for a favor. And when I do, Steve, Michael...
What I think the Godfather's trying to say is, what exactly do you two mean by going together?
Come on, Mr. T, you're not that old. It means they can't keep their paws off each other.
Silencio, el big mouth.
Si, adios. Hasta la baggage. Well, you guys remember Steve. We went out a couple times last year.
It's funny, I don't recall your mentioning that he was going to Spain with you.
I didn't even know he was in the foreign study program until we saw each other on the flight over there. Nunca olvidaré ese momento.
Estoy el hombre más contento del mundo.
In English, por favor.
Mr. Tanner, sir, I just want you to know that your daughter's been in good hands.
We don't want her in any hands.
You know, Deej, I told my folks I'd meet them at baggage claim. I'll catch you down there. Great seeing you all again.
I can't believe this. You're treating me like a child.
Well, DJ, you're not acting like an adult. Making out in an international terminal? What do people think of America?
God.
You know what? Could you excuse us for a moment?
Oh, sure. Jess, let's go call Aunt Ida.
Why?
Ow! Oh, that's why.
You too.
Ow! I don't have an Aunt Ida.
Dad, how could you embarrass me in front of Steve like that?
Look, I'm sorry. I just thought when you were getting off the plane, you'd be kissing us.
Maybe I should have prepared you a little more for Steve.
It would have helped. A lot. DJ, I knew when you went to Spain that you'd be going out with boys. I just thought you'd leave them there.
Dad, Steve is a great guy. He's a senior. He's on the wrestling team. He recycles.
I'm sure he's wonderful. Honey, I want to know everything about your trip. You've been gone for so long. You have no idea. I missed you so much.
I missed you, too. Tell you what. When we go home, we'll have a cup of coffee, and I'll tell you all about my trip.
That'd be really... Coffee? Since when do you drink coffee?
Actually, cafe con leche.
Honey, in this country, we don't drink cafe con leche. We drink chocolate milk.
Dad, I'm almost 16. I've been to Europe. I really think I'm old enough to choose my own beverage.
Sweetheart, I didn't choose my own beverage until I was 21, and even then, my mom chose chocolate milk.
Dad, that is so provincial.
Provincial?
Nothing ending in I-N-S-K-Y? I know she's out there. Well, has a woman called asking for the phone number of a Joey Gladstone?
No, Aunt Ida, I don't think it's such a good idea for you to give the twins haircuts.
Matt, give me that phone. Ida, dear, dear Aunt Ida. Listen, I know you want to help. You know, give him a sandwich. Give him a bath. Give him a tattoo if you want. Just don't cut their hair.
Hey, kid. Are you coming or going?
Belt on their walk. Je ne peux pas anglais.
If you say so.
I think she's from another country.
Duh.
Actually, we're the International Young People's Choir. We're in our world tour. We've been to 14 countries.
Fascinating. We've been to Nowheresville.
Is that where I got sick in the car?
Kids. So, what's your name?
Terry.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Come on, kids, we're going.
I'm sorry, I have to go now.
Oh, right now?
You could come aboard and see yourself.
Why, thank you.
Come on, Michelle. Follow that hunk.
But I want to see DJ.
Well, she doesn't want to see us. All she cares about is Steve. At least we'll have 5 minutes of fun this summer.
Yeah, leave for her.
Coffee is just hot water and beans, but chocolate milk does a body good.
Hang on. I'm trying to count kids.
Stephanie, are you sure Dad won't be mad?
Relax. We'll be back before he knows we're gone.
Hi, nice to meet you. Stephanie Tanner, USA. Stephanie Tanner, USA.
Michelle Tanner, C-A-T.
Michelle.
That's all I can spell.
Okay, children, please find your seats.
I get the window.
Michelle, what are you doing? We're not going anywhere.
Can't we just pretend?
No.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi. Maybe for a minute.
Goodbye, everyone. We're going to... Excuse me, where's this plane going to?
Auckland.
Auckland? That's right across the bay. Why don't they just drive there?
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare for takeoff. Please fasten your seatbelts.
Hold up, we're moving. Why not? Hit the brakes, this is our stop.
Come on now, there's nothing to be afraid of.
We gotta get off.
Believe me, airplanes are the safest form of travel. Besides, you should be used to traveling by now. Now, why don't you just relax and buckle up?
But...
It's the law.
You heard? Carter, buckle up. It's the law.
Excuse me. I'm doing a report for school. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, what would happen if someone stuck on a plane without a ticket?
Well, they'd be a stowaway, which is a federal crime. That person could go to prison for a long, long time.
Great. I'll put that in my report.
I'm really not in the mood to go to prison.
We're not going to prison. We're just going to Oakland. You should be there in about 5 minutes, and we'll call Dad to pick us up. I'm sure he'll see the humor in the situation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Flight 40. We should be arriving at our destination, Auckland, New Zealand, in 14 hours.
Auckland, New Zealand? 14 hours? I've never been to New Zealand.
But they probably do, right?
Who cares? Don't you understand we're going to jail?
Oh, right. Do they have ice cream in jail?
Michelle, try to stay with me on this. We are looking at hard time. I've got 14 hours to figure out a plan. Now, the key is, don't act suspicious and stay calm.
Beverage?
All right, we did it. We snuck on the plane. Please, please, please have mercy on us.
That was your plan.
Hi, is this Mary? Mary Chichinsky? C-Z-E-C-H-I-N-S-K-I? Yes, I finally found you. It's me, Joey Gladstone, remember, from the beach? You loved my impressions, especially my Tasmanian devil. No, wait, don't call the police. This is Mary, right, with the long blonde hair? Short blue hair. 86 years old. Are you single?
Yes, all right, listen, we will cut their hair. No, it'll be before hell freezes over. Yeah, I was kind of thinking maybe when pigs fly. Yeah.
Excuse me. Aren't you Jesse from Jesse and the Rippers?
Gotta go, Ida. Why, yes, I am. Hi.
Hi, I saw you play last month at the Boise Bowl-O-Rama. You were excellent.
Really? I was excellent. What's your name?
Roberta.
Roberta, hi. Nice to see you, Roberta. Hey, everybody, this is Roberta. My fan. Oh, I see you got a camera. You want to get a picture of us together?
Oh, no, that's okay.
It's no inconvenience, really. Here, just smile. Ready? Really? And smile! Very good. Nice picture. Can you send me a copy of this? Honey, do you have a pen? Because we'll give her our ad. You know what? There's a one-hour photo here. We'll sit down in the cafeteria. We'll have a Danish. We'll talk about the concert. You want to do that?
Oh, maybe some other time.
It's really no problem.
It was
really.
Nice meeting
you. Nice to meet you, Roberta. Hey, thanks. You forgot your camera.
Keep it.
It's her problem.
Oh, you know how those fans are. They get so tired of being mobbed by big stars.
I think I came on a little strong.
Jess, you practically mugged her.
Guys, Michelle, Stephanie, turkey.
No, this is a turkey. Gobble, gobble, that's a turkey.
That's a pigeon.
Now you're doing a seagull.
Hey, what Dad is trying to say is that he just talked to security and Stephanie and Michelle are on a plane to New Zealand.
Thank you.
What? We've got to stop the plane.
Dad tried. They won't turn the plane around.
They said as soon as the plane lands in New Zealand, they'll put the girls in the next flight back here. My little girls must be scared to death.
Driving 6 wild horses when he comes. Yee-haw! Driving 6 wild horses when he comes. Yee-haw! I think somebody forgot to sing the yee-haws.
I'm too depressed to yee-haw. When Dad gets a hold of us, the only song we're going to be singing is We'll Be Grounded for Life.
We'll be grounded for life when he comes.
Yee-haw! We'll be grounded for life when she comes.
Here we are, back home, safe and sound.
Thanks, Susie. New Zealand was so fun.
Michelle, that wasn't New Zealand. That was the airport gift shop. Here comes Dad. Act sad so he'll feel sorry for us. A little more lip. Perfect.
Girls. Oh, thank God you're okay.
Overseas Airways, flight number 3 has arrived at gate 60.
I am so sorry. I imagine this sort of thing happens all the time.
Not really. Bye, girls.
Bye, Susie.
Michelle.
I mean, bye, Susie.
You two have any idea how worried we were?
Why in the world would you get on that plane in the first place?
I'm really sorry. It was an accident.
An accident? You accidentally walked on the plane, accidentally sat down, and accidentally flew to New Zealand?
Okay. It was a freak accident.
I don't think they bought it.
You two aren't even supposed to cross the street without telling us, let alone cross the Pacific.
Dad, can we discuss this later?
Sure, we'll discuss it later. Later at home tonight. Later at home tomorrow, next week, at your high school graduations, for the rest of your lives.
Some fun, huh, Michelle?
Remember on the plane we kept saying we want to go home, we want to go home?
Yeah.
Well, why are we home and I want to go back on the plane?
Because we're grounded for a month. Any more questions?
Yes. Why do grown-ups have hair up their nose?
Hey, how you guys doing?
More questions.
Speaking of questions, I have one. Are you nuts? What made you get on a plane to New Zealand?
That's two questions.
We had a crummy summer, then you came back and didn't even care about us. We just wanted to have some fun.
What do you mean I didn't care about you?
You were too busy kissing Steve.
I'm sorry, you guys. Just because I have a boyfriend doesn't mean I don't care about you. I missed you both like crazy.
You did?
Of course. Look, a lot of things changed for me this summer. One thing that'll never change is how much I love you guys.
Love you too. But what if you marry Steve and have 10 children and 2 dogs and a horse and live in a big house and have one of those bathrooms where water comes out of a golden swan and a big
Steph, pool and... Trust me, I'll love you.
Okay.
Oh, I almost forgot. I have presents for you guys.
I knew it! Not that we were expecting anything.
Thank you. Thank you.
I like it.
For Halloween.